Frank Stanton was known as the conscience of broadcasting. He was also called the greatest broadcast executive of all time. William Paley may have been the founder and chairman of CBS, but it was President Frank Stanton who really ran it and built the fabled Tiffany Network. Stanton began his CBS career in 1935 at the age of 27. 10 years later, he was president, becoming known as the boy wonder of broadcasting. He held that post from 1946 in the age of radio until 1973, launching the era of network television. CBS entertainment programs made plenty of money under Frank Stanton, but CBS News was never a profit center. "We lost money on news," Stanton said. "That was intentional. But we made money on reputation and trust." Stanton believed that public service broadcasting, providing citizens with information they need in a democracy, is what CBS owed the nation and its own conscience for using the public's airwaves. So he poured money into CBS News, and for most of the Stanton years, CBS News was both the biggest and best in broadcast journalism. Frank Stanton supported Edward R. Murrow in 1954 when Murrow's See It Now program exposed the tactics of Senator Joseph McCarthy. Almost single-handedly, Stanton got Congress to change the Equal Time Rule so he could televise the first presidential debates in 1960 between Richard Nixon and John Kennedy. And in his most celebrated action defending the First Amendment, Frank Stanton stood up for a controversial CBS News documentary in 1971.
The Selling of the Pentagon, with CBS News correspondent Roger Maud.
Nothing is more essential to a democracy than the free flow of information. Misinformation, distortion, propaganda, all interrupt that flow. They make it impossible for people to know what their government is doing, which in a democracy is crucial.
The Selling of the Pentagon reported on the military's massive domestic propaganda activities. That documentary was hard-hitting, and it angered members of Congress. They demanded that CBS turn over outtakes from the program. Frank Stanton refused. In his last public address in Los Angeles in 2001, Frank Stanton spoke about this episode.
I almost went to jail to fight for the right of CBS News to broadcast or to report on the military's public relations techniques, which we thought should come to the attention of the American people.
In his testimony before Harley Staggers, the then powerful chairman of a special House Investigations Committee, Stanton said that turning over outtakes from the Selling of the Pentagon would compromise the ability of broadcast journalists to report freely on the conduct of those in authority. Former CBS correspondent Roger Mudd anchored the Selling of the Pentagon documentary.
Well, it was a huge debate, and it took several weeks of lobbying on both sides, and finally it came to a vote. And for the first time that any of us could remember, the Staggers was defeated. And the whole thing died right there. But Frank Stanton was our Sir Galahad.
Stanton avoided jail by a few dozen votes on the House floor. Another former CBS correspondent, Marvin Kalb, said that Stanton understood the value of the CBS network had more to do with advancing the public's interest, not just the corporation's interest.
For me, the most important thing that could be said about Frank Stanton is that while he was president of CBS, it was a quality network. He cared about the importance of projecting a quality product to the American people. And I always had the feeling that if Frank were sitting there on top of the heap at CBS, CBS was in very good hands and it was going to do the right thing.
CBS had problems even with Stanton in charge. There were loyalty oaths in the McCarthy era. In the 1960s, there were quiz show scandals. Even Edward R. Murrow eventually left CBS. But for most of the Stanton years, former CBS anchor Walter Cronkite said, it was Stanton's protective firewall between CBS News and the corporation's management that created the space for the news organization to thrive.
He understood the necessity of freedom of a news organization to operate without any impingement from the business side or from the any part of the management side. He gave us a freedom that I never knew at any other organization to do what we thought was right in the news department.
Stanton also sought to hold the news department accountable for meeting detailed journalism standards. Stanton's longtime news chief and top aide, the late Richard Salant, published the first book of standards in broadcast journalism. It was said that the CBS logo, the iconic eye, was really Frank Stanton's unblinking eye. And according to CBS correspondent Mike Wallace, when Stanton was in charge, he seemed to know everything that was on the air.
I think that he listened to every radio program and watched every television show on the CBS network. Frank Stanton's standards, as far as journalism is concerned, were high. I would not be surprised that he would be a trifle saddened by what has happened to a certain amount of the news coverage on television today.
Stanton was careful never to publicly criticize what happened to CBS News through the years of mergers and cutbacks, although he was known to be dismayed at the tarnishing of the Tiffany Network. But in the 1980s and 90s, the economic model for network television changed. All network news divisions were expected to make a hefty profit. Entertainment, and more entertaining news, increasingly became the way the news divisions made money. The pure public service side of the news became less important than it was in Stanton's era. At CBS, he once wrote, "We believed we had a responsibility to lead the way and enlighten audiences to the best of our abilities. We believed we could make a difference to American democracy." I'm Bill Buesenberg.